our friend on the line.
I'm calling.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, what's your emergency?
2527 Gilman Street, Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay, is there a permanent floor?
It's in the house. No, it's a house.
Okay, and it's...
Is it ready recently?
25-27? Or is it...
Yeah, or it could be either one. It's a two-family house.
Okay. And what is your name?
Can I say it again? I'm sorry.
What is your name?
Oh, my name is LaTanya.
And what's going on?
We have a young man, black male, in the age of, I don't know, 30 years old with a gun in the house, with weapons in the house.
Okay, you know who he is?
Yes. Yes.
Hold on. Stay on the phone with me. What is he wearing?
What he got on? Some basketball shorts, they kind of black, dark color, blue shirt. He has dreads in his hair.
Okay, who is he?
He is the boyfriend of my sister here. But we got collars and stuff in the house, and he's acting very deranged. He's walking around with the guns in his hand.
Where is he right now?
He's outside.
He's outside?
He's outside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the actual address of that car fire?
Hold on, just stay on the phone with me while I dispatch police, okay? And you said that he's acting abnormal?
Yes, he's acting abnormal, correct.
Okay, what is his name?
Shamar Ogden.
How do you spell his last name? How do you spell his last name?
O-G-M-A-N.
Do you know his date of birth?
What's his date of birth? January 10th, 1990. He's sweet.
Okay, have you ever seen him with a gun before?
I'm a visitor. I'm a visitor here.
All right, so I'm just going to keep you on the phone. What is he doing that makes you think that he's acting abnormal?
I'll let you speak to my sister on that. Okay, ma'am.
Okay,
hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Here, what's acting him abnormal? Hello?
Hi. So your sister said that she hasn't seen him acting like this before. Is this abnormal for him?
Like, most of it, yeah, but he's upset, which I understand. Okay, you're upset.
What is he upset
but
about?
He's under a lot of stress, and he's just upset about whatever it is that he's upset about, which I don't really know too much in particular, but, you know, he's upset. Okay, fine. And then I said, it's not that serious. Just come up and see what your kids got for Christmas and, you know, whatever. I'm minding my business, and all of a sudden, he just breaks out in some rage.
Okay, have you ever seen him with a gun before?
No. He's outside.
Okay, but your sister said that he has a gun on him. Have you ever seen him with a gun before?
No. Not physically, no.
Okay. And she said that he has the gun with him outside?
Yes.
Is it visible? Like, is he carrying it in his hand?
At the time, no, he had placed it on the ground. I don't know what's going on now. I'm alone.
I'm just going to keep you on the phone until we get police in the area, just in case anything were to happen. I have you.
My brother is out there with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he?
Well, I don't know. My brother is out there in the front with him, talking to him, trying to, you know.
Trying to calm him down?
Bring him back down or whatever. Yeah. He seems to, that when I last seen him, he seems to be receptive to it. So I don't know if he just needs somebody to vent to and didn't know who to vent to or whatever. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed to be, he seemed to be responsive to it from when I seen it just before I came to the house.
All right, and you said that he's outside with your brother right now? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me just, I'm just looking to see where the police are. Alright, and you don't know what it was that set him off, that is stressing him out?
No, I don't.
Okay, does he live at this address, the 25 Gilman Street?
Yes, 25 Gilman, yeah.
Okay. Does he live there with you?
No, I'm not going, I'm locking the door. I'm about to go pee. Hello? Yes.
Does he live there with you?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Does he live there with you?
Yes. Let me go to the bathroom. Please. I have to go to the bathroom.
You can put me down or mute the phone.
Okay. Well, let me check it.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay. Wait, put that down, Lana.
How many kids are in the house with you?
It's my daughter and his daughter.
Okay, so two kids.
But they weren't down there, they were upstairs.
Okay.
Where we are at, they were nowhere near. They're upstairs playing with their boys and with family.
Okay, I just wanted to update our officers just so that they know that they're inside the house.
Yeah, they're not in any danger, any harm, nothing. And his daughter is asleep. But she's asleep in the same house with her sister at the moment. They're upstairs playing, and that's what they were doing at the time of day.
Okay. Okay, and then it was just you, your brother, and sister inside?
Yes. Oh, my God, no! Come on! God damn it! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Honestly, I don't know, because I'm in the house, and he's down the street.
Okay, who was yelling at him to put the gun down?
Oh, that was my sister out the window.
Does she still
and the officers are also yelling it at it.
Okay.
No, she's tending to my baby. She's tending to the kids.
Okay. Okay, and you see the officers outside, right?
I don't know where your phone is. And if you're going to call him, he don't have his phone. It's in the room. I know that he's under a lot of stress.
Do you think it's just like this time of year?
I don't know. And please don't kill. Please tell your officers, do not kill my daughter's father. Please.
Obviously, that's not what they want to have happen.
Please. I don't know.
Ma'am, what do you hear going on?
Okay, now I don't hear you.
Oh, man.
He can't. The supervisor is there. Yes, I don't hear anything at the moment.
Okay.
They're in the driveway of someone else's house down the street.
Okay. That doesn't necessarily mean that anything bad
is happening.
And
more cables have pulled up.
Okay.
And more pulled up.
Okay. That doesn't mean anything bad is happening.
Do you know anything about what's going on?
All I know is what is going on in our conversation.
What I'm saying?
You know, I don't know what the police officers are doing. But, you know, obviously we want him to get some help.
I got him. Is that him? Is he in custody? Is that him? I can't see.
No, that's Kurt. Well, if you want to put the gun down, you want to put them down.
Right now, we don't hear anything. So I don't know if he ran or...
I'm trying to look on my end to see what I can see. Usually, not very much. So that's why, you know, we keep our callers on the phone just in case anything happens. We can always relay it to the officers.
Do we know what happened?
Do we know what happened?
Is he dead?
They told him to put the gun down.
I don't know.
He was pointing it at him.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get information from my brother.
No problem.
Kind of talking to
the officers know that this is the address that it started at. So as soon as they're available, they're going to come and talk to you, okay?
Okay,
I'm going to hang up with you now, all right?
Okay, thank you so much for everything.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, now, guys, I'm getting 25 Gilman, AV. Let's see, more of a 6383. I think there's a 30-year-old male wearing a blue shirt, black shorts, outside walking around with an 83 in his hand. If anybody could start over. I got 25 Gilman, 6383. Now 2055.
464, back civil. We'll head that way. The complainant, wait for one to speak to us.
I'll try to call back. Anybody else going to head out there? 25 Gilman with 464?
26.
21. Can you guys head over to 25 Gilman with 464? I got a 6383. Got a 30-year-old male with dreads wearing a blue shirt, black shorts, walking around outside with an 83 in his hand. And 25 Gilman between George and Winship.
26, copy.
10-4. 184, 183 will be in route.
10-4.
464, just the description one more time.
Just got a male with dreads wearing a blue shirt, black shorts, around 30 years old.
I got you. Put us in the area.
So far.
Unit 31, just COC.
And units for Gilman, I have a name for the suspect. It's a Shamar Ogman, 11090. Per the caller, I guess he's acting abnormal.
544, somebody call.
Yes, sir, am I ready?
Go ahead.
254, the last on hold. Shamar Schultz.
Hey, Gilman Street, looks like he has a rifle, guys.
Yeah, he's got a rifle in his hand. And a handgun.
Come on, 185.
Yeah, he's got a scoped rifle and a black handgun in his hand.
Hey, Chris, I copy, I'm coming.
Yeah. I'm in from 1 Street East of George Street, Sweden. Just close the road down. Don't worry about maneuvering after that.
Roger. Yeah, nobody stay come east of the location. Everybody come west of the location. Come off of Canfield.
2-5, Mono Shoulders.
Copy.
Alright, Carter's walking eastbound. He's upset about a girlfriend. Shit, cocking it.
741 there.
Yeah, Larson, where are you guys at?
We're at Brown and Canfield. We're coming up.
Alright, stay there. He should be coming up to that street up.
That's a windship.
Alright, he's on windship now in the corner.
Alright, we're out on foot. He just ran to the rear of a white house.
Yep, we're trying to get eyes on him now.
Give us the air.
I understand 10-5.
Hey, he went behind now, so I don't have visual on him. Still has the 83?
He still has it. 10-3, windship, I'll get you new marks. 20 windship.
He was walking back to the front, guys, coming towards you. Watch crossfires.
Nope, going towards the back again. Running again, over the fence.
Need someone on Franklin.
Alright, he's running.
We're just one house north of 20 Winship. I need someone at like Franklin and Brown, please. Let me know if he popped out.
Joe, I'm coming around now. What's the description again?
Black male with a rifle.
Brittany, I'm watching the camera right now. He hasn't popped out yet.
Thank you. No sirens, guys. No sirens.
Joe, I'm at the corner of Franklin and Brown.
Just stay there for me. We gotta set up a perimeter, please. Windship, he's running. Show us your hands!
How you guys doing out there?
Just give us the air.
We got somebody one north of Gilman. One street north, he's going back to the yard.
That's Douglas.
Guys, watch your fire. There's a lot of guys out here.
He just put the handgun, he's got the rifle still.
We are back on Gilman.
How you guys doing?
Give us the air. Shots fired.
Sir, it's a 10-10. Hey, shots fired!
I understand 0, 25 Gilman.
What's the 10-3?
Yes, 10-0 is canceled. 10-0 is canceled for 25 Gilman.
Sergeant Mello, can I call you?
Oh, I'm walking up to you now.
Guys, 25 Gilman in the back. Guys, we have a 10-10 going code 3. Is it in the rear of 25 Gilman?
Yep. Okay. I got it. Sidewalk and windship, we need to shut down.
Okay, have that 10-10 come up windship. We need officers. If you have a car blocking the road, you got to be there so you can let people in and out. They're not going to get down Gilman coming eastbound, so send them up with you.
45 to Ramos. I want you to go stand by 80 Seymour. You copy?
Copy. On the way.
Thank you. 45 stepping out.
Copy, ma'am.
At 45, we got that 10-0 canceled, correct?
We're good, Lieutenant.
10-4, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm stepping out.
10-4.
31, I'm at the hospital. Stand by.
10-4.
29, I'm on her.
10-4.
Central, as soon as fire's out here, or whoever's here first to for EMS, get them up there ASAP. Scene is secure, get them up there.
Except for they've been advised.
Please make sure the 1010 knows to come windship. If you're an officer on windship, are you ready to let the 1010 in here?
Except for.
6-8, I'm going to be at windship in Preston.
Except for.
209 out of the hospital.
Except for.
210, you should have the ambulance coming to you right now.
10, I'm blocking off Gilman and George.
Except for.
Fire is coming south of windship.
10, the 1010's coming from Gilman and George.
162, right
here.
I'm going to need an officer here on Gilman that's going to go with this 1010. Do we have anybody that's not tied up currently that can go with the 1010 with the suspect?
Fire's coming down Gilman and George. By Gilman and George, they're coming down.
1010's here, so they fire control. There's a 1010 here with the party down now.
I'm sorry, did we get someone for the 1010?
Yeah, car tonight.
Roger. Where are you at, OSHA? You close by?
Yeah, so far.
Stage up at Winship and Gilman. I'll let you know when the 1010 is rolling. It's at 211, I think.
I'm here now, sir. I got eyes on.
Anybody from Major Crimes on in the interview room? We're getting a 1080 from the interview room.
Yeah, it's all set. I just talked to Detective Thorpe Saxon now.
Yeah, it should be clear by now. I was trying to do it over to Info 1 because I know you were busy. Letting you know, accidental. It's all set.
Copy, thank you.
320 to 45.
330, all set?
I got Bluefield K-9 coming through. What do you need him?
Yeah, 330 is all set. And Kristoff, Unit 45 can be calling in a second. Yeah, just have her give me a 10-6 whenever she's free, no rush. Yeah, I'll let her know.
K-9, where do they need the K-9 at?
Hey guys, where do you guys need that K-9 at? Bloomfield Fields out there with the K-9. And 255-161, you guys over here?
Good.
255-161. I got 261 New Britain Ave. 261 New Britain, apartment Charlie 2 on the third floor for 71. Been holding a while. 911 hang up on callback. There was a male and female in the caller's rooms refusing to leave. She's claiming that she doesn't know them. We do have 44 history at this address. And that's 261 New Britain Ave, apartment Charlie 2 on the third floor for 71. Called in by an S.E. Sanchez between Newbury and Henry at 2123.
I got 61.